We welcome Sam Brady from the Belleville Rotary Club for a conversation around Saturday's Porch Fest. Good morning, Mr. Brady.
Good morning, Mr. Kelly.
Good morning, Sam. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Mr. Brady.
Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. This weekend, Porch Fest. This is a legendary now weekend in Belleville, and I was thinking about it this morning. Lots of community spirit, and it's kind of like a reunion, Sam, for people as they gather at the East Hill. You think it's the same kind of feeling that you're getting to when people bump into each other and say, hey, I haven't seen you since last Porch Fest?
Yeah, it appears that way. People call it the sort of homecoming, which is just lovely. It's my favorite weekend of the year. It's a lot of work, but it's also a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, so give us the details this weekend. How many homes are involved? How many bands, that kind of thing? What's happening?
Sure, thank you. Yeah, so we've got over 65 venues. So that starts at 10 a.m. at East Hill Park or East Hill Playground, Robin Jeffries Park, with Andy Forgy. He does a family show, 10 to 11. Double Major follows him from 11 to noon. And then our, and I promise not to go through all 65. But then we have Charlotte Horton, who's going to be playing 12 until 12:45, doing our opening ceremonies at Glanmore National Historic Site. We do some brief sort of introductions of Porch Fest. We hand out maps. We hand out Porch Fest buttons and guitar picks, our little collectibles. And then the 1 to 4 time slot is our main time slot. So that's primarily throughout the old East Hill. There are a few venues downtown in that 1 to 4 time slot. And then in the evening, there are a number of downtown time slots, and they run from 4:30 at Upfront Cafe all the way till 11 p.m. at various locations, including the Duke of Edinburgh, the Bubble Club, the Kafana, Capers, Burger Revolution. They've all got bands, so it's going to be a lot of fun down there. Myers Creek and Beaufort Pub are also invested in Porch Fest.
Hey, Sam, it's Dirk. And the one nice thing about it, A, you've got beautiful weather, according to Ken McKinley, but B, it's all walkable.
It's all walkable, and we have a guarantee now that we always have perfect weather. So thank you for noting that.
And also, I'd like to know, Sam, so it's not just rock, right, that are being rock bands performing. I think are there also different types of other bands playing?
Yeah, so like Charlotte Horton, who's going to open, she is heavy metal punk. So we thought we'd give that a try. We have Handbells. They're a classical group at Bridge Street United. We've got country. We've got blues. We've got folk. We've got world. We've got techno. You name it, we've got it.
Well, wow. We know, Sam, that music brings people together. And that's what's going to happen this weekend. You know, there's no barriers. It's just culture. All ages can enjoy it. It's going to be a fun weekend. Mother Nature's cooperating. Just want to get this into the Rotary Club of Belleville does so much here in Mixed Nation. I know you got a big event coming up. You'll be planting trees. So you got that event. And your president this year is Tracy Vandervoot. What makes you enjoy being a Rotarian, Sam?
It's giving back. It's service above self. It's, giving back to our community, which has proven to be so generous and truly is the friendly city. This is a family event. It is absolutely free. We didn't start this concept. It was taken from other communities, brought here by two individuals who are not Rotarians, but they recognized the power of volunteers within Rotary, and they said, hey, if we want this thing to continue and be sustainable, we're going to hand it off to this Rotary Club. And that's what's happened since 2015 onward.
And Sam, you mentioned 65 different venues, I believe, for Saturday. Do you have like neighbors in the East Hill volunteering their porches and saying, hey, Brady, if you want to use the porch, feel free?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, there's always a last-minute scramble, particularly with artistic types who forget, and I mean that in the nicest of ways, But, you know, there's lots of cat herding that goes on, and we're short a few porches, for example. Somebody forgets they signed up. And so I reach out to many friends in the Old East Hill, and they put their porches up, which is awesome. So, tons throughout the Old East Hill. If we have a handful in downtown doing the after party, but the majority of that 65 is Old East Hillers.
Appreciate the time this morning. Look forward to the event in Belleville, Porch Fest, 16th year Saturday. Thank you for this, Sam Brady.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. See you Saturday.